Torah begins Siman Reishayin Aleph. I didn't spend a lot of time on Siman Reishayin because there are a lot of shiurim available on the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah, so we did the basics. Reishayin Aleph and on is very rarely learned, except by people who are seifrim. Let's see. Let's start as the Shulchan Aruch begins with the klaf. Ha'or shenichtava alav v'sirtut v'din hadiyai. This simin talks about the parchment, the sirtut, and the ink. Now, many of you were here Thursday night. You saw the demonstration regarding the squeezing of the grapes. This fellow has one regarding the making of diyai on ink also. And perhaps right after Yom Tif, we'll try to get him here with his gulnuts and his ayrais and the whole shebang. What? I don't know who wrote the title, so I don't know. I don't think you make a deal. You're right. All right, Sif Aleph. Ein kaisa sefer Torah al or behema chaya va'if hatmeim. One is not permitted to write a sefer Torah on parchment made from animals that are, or birds that are not kosher. V'loi al or dag afilutar. And never on the skin of a fish, even if it's a kosher fish. The Gemara actually indicates that when Eliyahu Navi comes, he's going to tell us if we could use a fish or. The Gemara says he can't use fish skin because it has a bad odor, a fish. So the Gemara says, what happens if you ma'abed it? What happens if you clean it? So the Gemara says, Eliyahu Navi will answer. So the Gemara asks, Tyra Lava Shemayimi. So the Gemara answers, Eliyahu will tell us if it has a smell. So it's a little bit of a strange Gemara. The way the Chidah explains, Eliyahu Shemayim doesn't paskin halachis, but it establishes a metzias. From Shemayim, you could establish a fact. It says about the man. That the man was used to solve machleksin. If two yidden in the midbar had a fight over an eved, they would see by whose door the portion of man for that eved, where it fell. If a woman wasn't sure if a child was a 9-month child from the first husband or a 6-month child from the second husband, they'd see where the man fell, by whose door his portion fell. So the Chidah says, Tera labishamayim, he akin. The man can't paskin. I can't paskin based on man. So he answers that a halacha, Shemayim can't paskin. But a metzias, he can paskin. It's a metzias. Whose baby is it? Or whose eved is it that I can paskin? It's more like Eliyahu is telling us if this amount of smell matters. It's more, that's a halacha. I hear. Paichazi. No, the question is, once you mouth it, tell me. I hear the question. I'm not sure what the answer is. I hear. Okay. I'm not sure. In the case of the midbar, it's easier to understand, right? But in the midbar, to paskin, the answer to Matthias, that's easier. Okay. All right, getting back to the R. So this sif, yeah. Oh, so that's the next line. Take a look at the next line. Jay is asking, what about a nevela or a trefa? So it says, if it's a min that's kosher, a filu or nevela is for trefa shalahen. Even if the animal wasn't shechted, it's kosher. Now this sif has two halves. this half, and then the second half is about Lishma. So we're going to stop after the first half for a few minutes. We're going to discuss this idea. The halacha is that it has to be a min that's kosher, but if it was, if the animal was shechted or not shechted, is totally irrelevant, because the snapshot, you have to be able to eat the klaf. You don't need klaf anyway. The pshat is that it has to be min amuta beficha, that it has to be made from something which is a sort of animal that's muta beficha. Now, yeah. Right.
He took off the skin perfectly.
Right.
Is there some type of
avoda
involved?
Avoda? The ibud. I will get to the ibud in a minute. That's the next part. You're right. So you have two parts. One, the min, and one, the ibud, how you work it out. So just as far as the min is concerned, there are areas where we need menamuta v'ficha. It has to be permitted. Anything to do with tefillin, with the chiyuvim of tefillin, mezuzas, and sefer Torah, need min amuta v'ficha. Now people ask about the blackening of the ritzuis. The only requirement on the what's used to blacken the ritzuis is that it be kosher. That's all. The ink has its own dinim, but for blackening the ritzuis, if you have a magic marker and you know it's all permitted ingredients, then you're allowed to use that magic marker, which is what they do anyway when they have these magic markers with the tefillin, which says on it, made for darkening the tefillin. That's what they do. They go to a magic marker company, make sure that the ingredients are kosher, and then it's fine. What the Aruch HaShulchan brings, that there are those who advertise klaf from shchuta, from a shechted animal. I don't know if it exists today. He writes, in his days, there were people that had it, and he tries gevalt against it. He says, you're being more a chacham than Chazal. Chazal say that it's kosher, so therefore there really is no issue. Every Sefer Torah today has, in addition to the stitching, also has a small piece of cloth to reinforce it. It has numerous such
like
patches that look like band-aids. They're patches of cloth that are made to reinforce it, and these things over time come loose. So when it comes loose in the Sefer Torah upstairs, I get some glue and I glue it back down with some glue. The question is whether that glue has to be min amuta v'ficha. I take some Elmer's glue. Anybody know if Elmer's glue is kosher? What?
Yeah,
I don't know. No, I want to know if the ingredients. I mean, I'm not ready to eat the clap either.
I think
that
Shabbat has to be kosher. It just doesn't. It's just not
trade.
It just doesn't have any kosher ingredients.
Same thing. It's the same thing, right? It's no. You worry about chadash on the ink. Yeah. It's a min that's muta beficha. Yeah. So I'll tell you. In the Das Torah from the Masham, he says that the taloi, these patches, even they themselves don't have to be muta beficha. They don't have to be made lishma. There are no requirements. And he brings a raya from the Nemuki Yosef. Now listen to the raya. It says, the Muki Yosef says that these taloim, these things that are made either to fill in a hole or to attach it, are muti even from a beged. Since it's muti even from a beged, you see that it doesn't have to be min hamuta b'picha. That's his raya.
What's the raya? It could have been a wool.
So what's the raya? Why, it's still hard to understand. What's the raya? You can make it from cloth. What cloth is treif? All cloth is kosher. What? Min habeged is raya is that the Muki Yosef says he can make him min habeged. Beged, you think it means leather? I don't know.
You can't tie it up with hair at the home.
You don't even smoke.
Okay. I'll tell you, there's I'm just coming to be Meir. When we learned these sugyas, we had a ha'ara. It says by tefillin, as you know, tzipon zohav pasul. If you coat the tefillin with a gold layer, it's pasul. Now, why is it pasul? Why is a gold covering on your tefillin puzzle?
Beautiful.
Silver coating is also possible. Okay. Now, is the halacha of Shesina has to be black? So the halacha of Shesina in the Gemara is only that the ritzuas have to be black. If tefillin have to be black, we pass them they're black, but it's a machakis rishayim. Rashi shita is that it's only the ritzuas have to be black. So Rashi says, this is in Gittin, I think that mem dalor mem hey, tzipan zav pasul. Because you need menamutim bepicha, so you can't cover it with gold. So you learn it. What does it mean menamutim bepicha? What does it have to do gold? Gold is treif. That's called menamutim bepicha. So it seems that Rashi Shita is that menamutim bepicha means it has to be a min that's edible as well. The Chazal say menamutim bepicha. It includes that it has to be something edible. Which would explain an R batsam is edible, even though once you ma'abit it, it's not. The skin of an animal is batsam edible. Once you ma'abit it, it's not. But that would at least explain the kavan of the Das Torah is raya from the Muki Yosef. Whether you like the raya, you don't like the raya, the psak of the Das Torah is that he brings it from Tshuva Svarim, that the Tala'am Akasha. Well, you're not to eat necessarily. There was no, it was no nicer on the skins. That's right. So it seems it's not a food. It's not a food. I am. The translator. Yeah.
So wait, we get.
Explains baghead. Wool is edible.
Well, the sheep is.
The sheep is edible. Okay. I don't know, I just tried to give words to the raya, to the best I
respect. Do you have color coordinated tefillin boxes?
Yeah. Okay, anyway, this is the psak of menamutim bepicha. Yeah, the tloy, you don't even need the tloy, so that's why. That's true. If you don't need the tloy, it's not mistaver you need. I mean, the mantle doesn't have to be in Ramutta Bepicha. It's not, it's not a required piece of it. He brings a raya that even the Gidden, the Das Torah brings a second raya, that the Gidden also, his lashon is that, that later in Reish Ayin Ches, it says that the Tfira could be done with non Gidden also. Says there, Yitfarenu begidin. Ubishasat chashi yashlut for begidin, minis for a bemeshi, saviv amudim, kairinba. Vimesh lasak to begidin, apishak find this for a bemeshi, and kairinbachi is seknenu. As he brings a rabbi from there also. Meshi is also.
If you catch it from begidin, so certainly the patches.
Right here.
You need
to step
further.
You mean maybe it's also edible min? It's considered edible min, you mean?
No, but it's not
a question. Okay, anyway, there's the one. It depends how side it is. Yeah, that's the way we do it. When a tzaloi rips, when a cloth rips, that's how we fix it. We fix it with talai. We had a yeshiva, a Sefer Torah, that ripped down the Sefer Torah, and
he came.
He did surgery here. Rabbi Pinkus came. It looked like surgery he did to get it to fix it.
Ripped,
yeah.
If it rips worse,
should bring you pictures of it. I'm not sure. I think if it rips worse, if it doesn't rip it all the way down, that you could. It's considered still connected, I think. So. There was one shiloh regarding the taloi as a bandage. The only tumul I'm aware of about the cloth was a tumul about shellacking the cloth, which goes back probably 40-50 years ago. They shellacked cloth. There are two ways to shellack cloth. They were doing it on mezuzahs after they wrote on it. They shellacked it. It should stay. It should look nice. Now that was a problem. It caused cracking when you rolled it. It caused cracking, and it cracked the letters as well. So the shlaking was stopped. I think it was just a practical matter. There is another shaila which Pesachei Tshuva Gimel brings, which is the or itself, the skin itself. Now the skin itself, when noyig, you look Sefer Torah, they're all white. Sometimes a little off-white. All our Sefer Torah, all the cloth is white. You know they are brown skins also. And so to give you my shaw here on the side, brings, and the Rav Shlomo Eger bringing it makes it even a bigger chiddush. He says, "Al ha'or klaf lovan dafka." He says the klaf should be dafka white. The tzeva zeh roimez al rachamim for kabbalistic reasons. This color is meramez on cleanliness of mavera and rachamim. Va'oisiyos begavon shachor roimez al hadin umamtikam umamatkam. So he brings the Guinness Varadim that the cloth has to be dafka white, the diyah has to be dafka black. Diyah black, it says in the Gemara, that for Sefer Torah has to be diyah. The word diyah implies black. But that the cloth has to be white, that he brings from this Guinness Varadim. Well, sometimes they want to bleach it, it's a little off-white. So they use some type of a shmear to, I suppose so, to make it white. So the Pesachei Tshuva and Gimel brings that the Poskim discuss this, Pesachei Tshuva Gimel. I am a Tshuvis of the Adoni Zikni, Parim Yerushal Gimel, some Alamed Beis. I did Klav Sha'achar Ibur Hasid. I'll explain what Ibur Hasid, I'll explain Ibur in a moment. Maishchen Oisai Bitseva Lovan. They colored it with some type of white coloring, by day zeh misaktin haklav sheicholok umazir. It makes it smoother. It makes it more brighter. V'nayach lichtay v'lam. It's easy to write. Ulechein aksav miyushar ma'id, and therefore the ksav. I don't know why it's more straight, but it's nicer. Umiksta seifrim oitziu lazal zeh. Some seifrim had a taina shasal lichtay v'aklav zeh. The ink is not on the cloth. You're being mafsik. You're writing it on this shellac or this coloring, not on the cloth. Right. Veheshiv kina sefer muzan. So he answered, kina sefer muzan. That's the jealousy of the seferim. The Gemara says, I think made to beautify it. It's not a chatzitza. It's not chaytzeitz. So the Panim Yivus was not only said it's kosher, he said zekeli vanveyu. Vayim b'sefer b'nei yoyna. B'nei yoyna is a sefer on in yonei safrus. Sheherok b'zeho inyin v'hela. The matzeva kol kach daka. If the tzeva is so thin, shadayoy mavir tachas atzeva mismatza b'secha klaf, that the ink penetrates the tzeva and hits the klaf, efshulahasha. Not quite so enthusiastic. Efshulahasha. Avlam yesh mamish. But if the tzeva has mamoshes, shem tikach atzeva ide gurar mavir tsuras ois pelisha tiskar gufa klaf. But if it's possible to shave off the tzeva without any cloth, and the letter would disappear. If Kate ain't sure as kolaisa cloth, yesh lo paisa. But ayayna is machmir, mekoshkel fianire, miskayim is mamaruba, certainly because it doesn't really stay. Seifer shev tzeva misparba cloth, shes yashen, ken gora mechikas Hashem. So the maisa, even though the panamiris is more positive about it, the Bnei Yaina is machmir, and therefore we're machmir.
Does that mean red cows have red cloth skin and black cows have black cloth?
Red hair is one thing, and red skin is something else. They're two different things. The Parah Aduma doesn't need red skin, it needs red hair.
Right, but not the color of the hair.
If you look carefully at a Sefer Torah from the second side,
right,
you often can see a vague outline of the animal. The animal has different colors. It's not one color. And so as you can tell from the second side, it's fine.
I mean, this is the same thing as synonymous with Mashuach.
Maybe the word Mashiach is used. If that's what Mashiach means, then it's the same thing. All right, so that's Aleph. Aleph is, it has to be a kosher animal. Second half of Sif Aleph. And this is where it gets more complicated. Sarah Shiyua Oiris Mu'ubadim Al Yidei Yisrael. The Oiris have to be worked out through a Yid. L'shem Sefer Torah. L'shma. Now, Mu'ubadim, the way the Aruch HaShulchan describes it, he says the way to be Ma'abir Oiris involves shaving off the hair. It's the first thing. And then they put salt on it. The whole idea of Ibud is to draw out the moisture. And then they salt it. After salting it, they put flour on it. Flour also absorbs moisture. And the last thing they do is soak it. They soak it in meyafotzim, in it's not extract, it's a soup, really. They cook the gallnuts and they soak it in that. And that is the way you do it. And the Aruch HaShulchan, I think, brings that it's not ma'akiv, the salting of the flour, the removing the hair, and the soaking it is ma'akiv. It's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan's lashon is that they shave the hair off of the animal. They give it a shave before they use it. The Mishnah Brura's lashon, Siman Lamed Beis, Sivkotin, you don't have to give it a haircut before Shechita. You can do it after. The animal is more cooperative after Shechita. So, the Lashon of the Mishnah Brura, interestingly, is, this is all Siman Lamed Beis, of Ches. Mishnah Brura's Lashon, Chav Gimel, Ba'afotzim oy b'sid, you put it into this, soaking it with afotzim or sid. M'shuchlar, tzorach ha'klaf yismu ubid, ba'afotzim oy b'sid. Has to be soaked in this gallnut soup, or in plaster. Ulikuvahu, Mishabura says it's ma'akiv. The loy mikri klaf b'loy zeh. Rakdiftara has a different name. V'yaniach ha'or b'sid, ad sheyipol ha'seir me'olav. You put it in until the hair falls off, without rubbing it, it just falls off on its own. You might see a kaidim lachain. If you remove the skin before that, you shouldn't use it to have a diftera adayin, upasal, it's not klaf, it's what we call diftera. Then if you took it out after 4 days, it's always good. But it sees 4 days as a cooler. And you leave it after 4 days, so it soaks for an extended period. And that's how the skin is turned into cloth. He says, "Has to be done l'shma l'shem sefer Torah." Sheyoymar b'tchila sa'ibud. You have to say at the beginning of the ibud, "Kishameisim oisam l'techsid." When you put it into this mixture, oireis elu animavid l'shem sefer Torah. That I'm doing this l'shem sefer Torah, and that's how it works. Now we'll stop here for a minute. Is a Ramah. But he says here three things. This extra language includes Chila, Amira, and the Shev Sefer Torah. You have to do it at the beginning. It has to be said. And the saying is it has to be the Shev Sefer Torah. You have to say what you're using it for. This is the din. Now, each of these things is an issue in the Rishayim. B'dieve, we'll talk about B'dieve in the Shach. Okay, I want to deal with the Amira, the Tchila, the Bidiyavet. Those are the three issues. Now, the first is Taz Gimel. Taz Gimel brings a Lashon HaRosh, and the language of the Rosh is a bit surprising. Let's see his Lashon. Shaila is, do you have to say Lishma, or is it enough to think it? Now, I should mention, this is Nagea to many things. Lishma, Matzis Mitzvah need Lishma, and Tzitzis have to be done Lishma. And not only that, when you blacken your ritzuis, it's a toss hashchiach. People take the magic markers and they blacken it. And they don't know lishma, they don't think lishma, they don't say lishma. It creates a tremendous issue. If you blacken it shaloi lishma, it's not kosher. So the question is, why do you do b'di'eved? What?
You're stamachshav by ritzuis. You're ritzuis. What are you using it?
So why here isn't Stam Mamar Lishma? If a person doesn't know you L'shem Kedusha, see, the question is, why does Lishma mean? Does it mean Lishma to use it for tefillin? Lishma means L'shem Kedusha. I don't know, the Paiskim, the Mishnah Berurah brings a Prima Gadim, who says, if you blacken your Ritzua Shalai Lishma, the question is, can I blacken it again on top? Now Lishma on top. So the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, Gabed Yai, it's not Pasha that it works. The Mishnah Berurah brings Lashah, I think, brings Lashah Prima Gadim, says, Ain Eitza, Ella, you remove the Ritzuas, turn them upside down, blacken what used to be the bottom, make it the top, and fix it that way. So what? So it depends on Lishma. I understand. It depends, I guess, if Lishma means Lishem Kedusha or Lishem what you're going to use it for. I guess. But the Mila is that most kids who blackened their Ritzuis, it was kosher before they blackened it also. They're just making it nicer. But if it was possible, what? Yeah, well, it's hard to mess it up by blackening it more. But some do, okay. But anyway, let's see the Rush. The Rush of Shaila is, do you have to say it, or it's enough to think it? So listen to the way he clears the Shaila. Gimel, Yoimar b'tchila se'ibud, zel maskonas ha'Rush. Shevi t'chila sh'nestapek, Rebbeinu Baruch b'zeh. So Rebbeinu Baruch is b'supik, ibo inon amira dafka. I saw, oi, sagi b'machshava, the pigul ksiv lo yechashiv v'bo dibur. By pigul, it's only possible if you do it v'dibur. So we see that you need words. V'truma, and by truma, they tell us b'lo dibur. It says, nice to name a b'tzadzeh, v'aychem b'tzadzeh. You can be mashiv to give it to separate truma. U'v'shlichus yad, what shlichus yad? A pekod, and somebody gives something to watch. Shalech yad means you're going to use it. Diksiva called Var Pesha, Hachayshev Lishloyach Yad Bekad Chayiv Akan Lishayim. Very hard for me to understand this Rush. I read this Rush, I didn't understand it. What's going on? There's Alchemy of Sinai of Lishwa by Sefer Tyra. Do you have to say it, or is it enough to think? Nice Shiloh. I bring you a Raya. The Raya is by Pigol Yedi Dibor. The Raya the other way is by Pekadin. It's enough Machshav. My Nishmita is all Sinai. Like, well, what's the right from stealing a Pekadin to the Alachim of the Sinai of Lishma? I'll be your Raya. Kriya Shema, you need Dibur. It's not enough Machshava. Not a Raya. Dibur. The Dimyan sounds very, 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 very difficult. Well, what's the Dimyan? Well, what's the Dimyan?
The only song is the Machshava two days. The only song is the Machshava two days, but it's
I still need Dibur. The Dimyan still needs a Dibur, Hesber. So I don't know. I was learning this summer, and I was at the Kaislot of a Sikh on Friday morning. So I have somebody there that I became friendly with, Talmud Chacham. Eretz Yisrael is Baruch Hashem, has got Talmidei Chachamim. There's a fellow, he's a Zayde, he's still sitting in Kaivul, with a Geshmak, a very big Geshmak. So I told him, I learned this Rush yesterday, I don't understand it. So he told me when he came to Plunovich as a Bacher, the first year Klali he heard from Rav Pavosky was on this topic. On this topic, he tells me. They were learning Es Kachim then. So a part of what he told me was the following, if I understand correctly. He said, there's no question Lishma is the machshava. Think of Lishma is the machshava that a person has to have. The thing is, human beings have all kinds of machshavas. You always think, maybe I'll do this, maybe I'll do that. You know, your wife says, we need a new kitchen. You say, I'm thinking about it. You know, when the cabinet door doesn't open, you think, oh boy, we should get a new cabinet door. But, you know, you're thinking about it. Human beings think all over the place. There are places where you need a Gemira's Das. To be counted as a Machshava, it's not enough Havaminas. You need a Gemira's Das. The Rosh's clear is whether you need a Dibor to actually show the Gemira's Das, to show, to make it a real decision, not just a Rabbi's Machshava is Belevish. Now, I went to Shiurim on Rambam from Reb Leibel Birnbaum. Reb Shmuel Birnbaum's Bechar was Reb Leibel. He passed away in Reb Shmuel's lifetime. But he was like a Malach Hashem. He was younger Reb Leibel. So he gave Shiurim for a brief period of time on the Rambam and Hilchas Yisaydei HaTayr. So he pointed out, when the Rambam talks about Apikorsis, he doesn't say, it's also to think this, it's also to think that. It's not what it says. The Rambam says, when a person will think God has a body, then this and this. When a person will think there are many gods, then this and this. It doesn't say it's also to think it. See, the way he explained it, I remember who he was quoting, is that Hadam Chavshi B'Dim Yayinai, it's such a lashon from Sol Salanter, Hadam Chavshi B'Dim Yayinai. Dim Yayinai's thoughts, people have thoughts all over the place, you know, especially in Moshman Esri, you know, like it's, your mind is very hard. You tell me, if you want to be sure someone will think about something, tell them, you're not allowed to think about this. Like the mind is a free agent, it does what it wants. Hadam Chavshi, you can't say, you're not allowed to think it. So dimyaynais are all over the place. So a person thinking, I use it for klaf, I use it for sefer Torah, the needing of the rush is whether you need a dibor to be kaiveya, the machshava. Or is there enough of machshava? You say, I'm deciding for sure, or do you need a dibor to be kaiveya the machshava? So that's the nidain of the rush. So he brings rayas from other places, the same shayla. The same shash tichus yad. When you decide you're gonna a guy has a pekudin by you, and you're gonna use it. So you're thinking I'd like to use it. A lot of people think I'd like to use it. Does that mean it's a shlichus yad? So that's the nidain. So we want to bring rayas from other places where dibor is kaveya machshava. So the question is over here also if you need dibor to be kaveya machshava. So really the machshava is the ikur. The question is whether the dibor is the kaveya. At any rate, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins.
Even though you have a machshava and then you do the mitzvah right away.
I just want to tell you, nafkamina in this bior is, it's not a din and dibor. Shulchan Aruch Paskins is din amira. It's not a din and dibor, it's a din and gemira's das. Nafkamina will be a person doesn't say it, but he writes it. He writes, Hareini Oysa L'Shem Sefer Torah. If it's a din and dibor that you need dibor, say you need dibor. Ksiva stam lavka dibor dami. But if it's just a gemira's das, then writing it down would also be good. If you write it down, it should work as well.
Maybe dibor means a
maizah. What?
Whatever kind of
maizah
you do.
And let me tell you, shema doesn't mean you have to say you're doing a lishma. The mashav is the shema that you're doing a lishma. So this. Texting lishma, yeah. So you have to know, is this correct that by pigul it'll be enough to write it down? I don't know. You have to get the bad kodesh from Rav Pravosky and see. Apparently there's a stira, the raya is this way, that way, mean that it's inconsistent and you need to get there. I don't know how you decide what together is.
Well,
okay. Maybe you from without saying it, so not. That's not the Shulchan Aruch says you need Amira. And the Taz adds up that you need Amira. The Mishnah Berurah, very interesting, in Siman Lamed Beis, Sipkat Nechav Dalet. Again, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Tzarash Yehei Mo'ubed L'Shmai," they fill in. "Toiv Lahaiti Bisvasav B'Tchila Se'ibud." It's different than here. Here it says, "What's the lashon here?" "Sheyoymar B'Tchila Se'ibud." There, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Toiv Sheyoymar Bisvasav B'Tchila Se'ibud." Shumadil Shem Tefillin. Mishnah Berurah says, "Ubediyeved Dayoy B'Machshava." Mishnah Berurah there says machshava is enough by ibud lishma. What's interesting is that a few sifim later, it says when you write the tefillin, betchilas aksiva yomer bepeh ani kaisel l'shem kedushas tefillin, Over there, the Mishnah Berurah says, Loisagi b'mashova afilu b'dieved. So I would think, if anything, writing is more nicker what you're doing. Mishnah Berurah, I'm a base tzaddik hei. So, I'm not sure what the Hagdara Sa'inyan is, but you're supposed to say a pepeh. Mishnah Berurah says when you put the tzitzis into the hole of the baged, when you're making tzitzis, when you stick it in, you should say, L'shem mitzvah tzitzis. And the Nitziv Grada has a tshuva to the Chofetz Chaim, I think it's tshuva Aleph Beis and Meshe Dover, where he's mefakfik on that. But L'maisa, you should say L'shem mitzvah tzitzis. When you blacken the tefillin, is the case that comes up most, you should say L'shem kedushas tefillin. The same thing when you tighten the kesher. Sometimes you change the kesher. If you're changing the kesher, the same thing when you loosen it and tighten it, you should say L'shem mitzvah tefillin, L'shem kedushas tefillin. Everything you do should be done with the Lishma, and
when does a mitzvah of, let's say, lulav, he's shaking a lulav and answering, he doesn't have the kavanah.
There's nothing to do with this. The shayla of mitzvah yichas kavanah, but it's a separate issue. There is a separate machlokes of mitzvah yichas kavanah. The Shulchan Aruch passes it to Slavic. Yeah, by the rest of the machlokes, by the
Rabbi Miller used to say that when you're eating, you should say very quietly, I'm using Shem Shemayim, he's quietly.
You know all the stories, okay. Okay, at any rate, question number two, b'tchila sa'ibud. It says you have to say it in the beginning. Now we have a klal that tchila is good enough. When you start lishma, it's good enough. It's a taisis in the first parak in Gittin. The bottom of Amud Beis, where is it? I'm going to take a guess. Talked about it, one line, Taisus, which says you need Lishma. Taisus says it's enough Lishma in the beginning. Again, also has to be written L'shem Ha'ish, L'shem Ha'isha, L'shem Gerishin. And it's enough Lishma in the beginning. Taisus Lashon is the Mistama, if you, the beginning is Lishma, the Mistama, Gaimrei Lishma. So I learned this in Yeshiva, I declared with the boys, what does Mistama mean? What is mistama? In Yiddish, mistama means probably. So, if you say the beginning is lishma, probably the rest is lishma. Then what happens if you know that during the rest, you were the person was writing it and he was listening to a ball game, it was very exciting, he wasn't thinking. That may be possible. Or does mistama lishma mean that stam das is lishma? You don't have to think. If mistama means probably the rest is lishma, so you say in the beginning, you mean lishma. Or does lishma mean that stama it's like lishma? Now there is a raya from Taisus in the beginning of Zvachim. Taisus says in the beginning of Zvachim, that's the binyan half for all these things, that if you have kavana lishma, the beginning of an animal, in the beginning of the avaida, kain has kavana lishma, there's a very complicated, you need lishem, which carbon, lishem the bailim, L'shem reach nichayach, whatever exactly that means. And there's a fourth l'shma. You need four l'shmas by kachim. So Tais says, you start l'shma, it's all l'shma. This is brought as a makar, that if you have kavana in the first bracha of Shemayin Esrei, that the kavana helps for the whole Shemayin Esrei. The tchila is l'shma, so the whole thing is l'shma. Does that mean the stomach probably the rest is l'shma? No. It means stam das is l'shma. In Taisus didn't talk Yiddish. The Baal Taisus knew Yiddish. Yeah. Taisus said Mistama Lishma, they meant Hebrew. Mistama, the Stam is like you do with Lishma.
Unless
you have a negative point. So I took learning Gittin this year. It's the third time I'm teaching Gittin. So I'm taking the boys in the shir four or five at a time to see a get. So everyone paid attention. These guys paid attention. You don't pay attention. Don't tell me. My boys in my shul pay attention. So the cipher is very excited to have a bachim there who are interested in what he's doing. So he's giving them a shiur the whole time while he's writing it. He can write it by heart. He does three or four a day. And he could write in his sleep, he could write it. So he's writing it, and he's telling them, I wanted to get a big get by Ramesha, this is what happened, and they had a fight, how to spell Ohio. Anybody know how to spell Ohio in Hebrew? And he's talking the whole time. So the boys told me he holds mistabel l'shma, means stam it's l'shma, even if you're not thinking what you're doing. Like, you know, that's what they said. But the same thing here, the beginning is good. Now, there's a chiddush gadol, two chiddushim in Shach Aleph. There are two questions. One is the beginning ma'akiv, and two is the whole l'shma ma'akiv in this. So let's learn Shach Aleph. Me'ubadim l'shma, mashma im avdai shalai l'shma, afil b'diavet pasul. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say it's ma'akiv. May lift alav sefer Torah. Umashma afilu kasav alav sefer Torah pasul. B'chei mashma b'shas perak anazikin. Gabi Yehuda asal kami de Rav Abba. The Gemara there has a case where someone came in front of Rav Abba and he said the sefer Torah I wrote shalai l'shma. So the Gemara is a shaila if he's believed. So the Gemara says he loses his schar. He's supposed to get paid for writing it. He says he wrote Shalai Lishma. The Gemara says Sefer Torah that was written Shalai Lishma Lamai Chazia. What's a roi for? It's not roi for anything. It could be roi maybe to learn from, but it's not roi as a Sefer Torah. So the Gemara seems to say it's Mashma Ma'akhe Mashma Bapaiskin. So he starts off it's Ma'akiv. Aval Harashva Aturei Viu Chuvas Hagoyin. Chuvas Hagoyin. You see the Kayach of the Goyinim, because here the Shulchan Aruch is Mashma Ma'akiv. And Shas is Masmitz Ma'akiv. Sharamaisha Goin Polig. Hilkach. This is Loshna Rosh. Im Yeshlam Yechailas Lahazi Yerias Haklaf Lide Masuach. Ulahavir Olav Sid Lishma. I'll explain Masuach in a minute. But he says if you could take the Yerias, they were done Shalai Lishma. And you could put it back in Lishma. Harayotzi Yedeibin Lishma. It's a chiddush. That even though the beginning was Shalai Lishma, just the end was Lishma, it's also good.
Even though it was finished.
That's one chiddush. It was finished. Lidei Masuach. Masuach is they stretch it. After they soak it, they put it on a thing to stretch it, that it should be usable. V'im ein yecholus lasis kein, v'im lem sefer Torah acheres, v'lo klafim acherim, l'chtov sefer Torah k'shera, yichtuvu bo, yafu pishayim bo b'lishma, v'yikru bo b'tzibur. He says, l'chatchila, you don't use Shalai Lishma klaf. If you're stuck, and you have no other klaf available, so then you use this klaf and write a Sefer Torah for it. The Mishnah Brura brings this down in Siman Lamed Beis. He brings down not only that, but that you can make a bracha on an aliyah. Mishnah Brura is the Bir Halacha, Dibras of Tzarech, Tzarech Shirtav Lishmai, Ubaloi Zeh, without Lishma, Psulim, the Tefillin Apostle. If these are the only tefillin available, after the Sefer Torah, Kai Gavna, there is Yochel of Arech, Aleha, Betzibor, even though by a Sefer Torah you can make a bracha, Avo Betzfillin, Yanichem Beloi Bracha, Ayim Beprima Gadim. So, an Iba Shalai Shema, I say tefillin Abo Chamer, then Sefer Torah. Whatever reason, no, I can still just tefillin. The Bir Halacha of Siman Lamed Beis of Ches Dibur Amaslo Vitzarech. Who he is, I don't know. And the Goyinim, there were only about 100 Goyinim or total. There are tens of thousands, really? I don't know that. Okay, the if I would fight Shuvas HaGoyinim, I wouldn't pass him from it. But if the Shach brings it, that's what gives it its chashivas. Yeah, that's what gives it its chashivas. Like the Arizals, we don't pass every Arizal. Except those who have minig ari, but if the Shulchan Aruch, if the place can bring an ari, then we know you, everyone's knowing like the ari. So we have it two chidushim. One is that you could do it later, and the other is that you could. And the Taz Gimel brings also that helps to do it later. And second, that the lishma is not ma'akiv b'di'eved if you have no eggs. The Pischei Tshuva in Simin Reish Ayin Vav. Sifkat and Gimel brings a big chiddush about writing the Shem Hashem Lishma. Now the Shem of Hashem not only has to be written Lishma, the minig is the sefer goes to the mikveh before he writes it. The minig is that they leave out the Shemais And they go to mikvah and they fill in all of the shemes, l'shem Hashem. It's Sefer Torah, and then Tefillah Mezuzah has to be written to Sidra. By Tefillah Mezuzah, no, they do a mikvah, they do them all right away. But by Sefer Torah, they skip the shemes, and then in the morning they go to mikvah, they fill in the shemes. That's not halacha, that's just the practical way they do it. There, he brings a big chiddush. Listen to this. Reishai and Vav Gimel. Kosav b'sef, Pesachei Tshuva Gimel. Ayin b'sef b'min ayayin, isha kosav. Im kosav beiz a gimel oisis min Hashem b'stam v'lai kitsha l'shem Hashem. He wrote three letters. Yud, Kei, Vav, Sholei l'shva. V'niske k'sharotz l'hashlam oisai. And he remembered by the fourth letter, v'kitshai, kosher. The kitshai, v'gamrai, Bam Kechad, the Kedusha and the end come together, come at the same time. It's enough to have Kavana at the end. In other words, it's not pshat that you can't write it Shalai Lishma. The pshat is you have to have a Lishma. If you have a Lishma at the end, so Lishma at the end, that's good. That's what he says. And what? What? The Shem Hashem has to be written in order. Yeah, even as if it's Torah, it's this Kisidron. By Hashem, Hashem, what? The last one, Gomrai, Lishma, Ban Kefer. The first is surely good, right? That says Shechadara. Beginning is for sure good. The Chiddush is, the first three were written ready, Shalai Lishma. Actually, he says Bistam. So then, if the first three are written Bistam, then the other one is good. He brings Chayokim, if the first three were written Behed Yishalai Lishma. If that applies.
What does Bistam mean over here? So again, what is Bistam? He wrote it.
Were you saying he was daydreaming? Bistam means he was daydreaming.
When you started, and you started the Shema, and Bistam, it followed through. You're saying, I didn't have a negative thought against
it. There are two different possibilities. One is he was daydreaming and he wrote it. And one is he was right, Shalai Lishma Dafka. He thought it was right, Yehuda. He wrote Yud Eivav, and he said, oh, this is supposed to be Yud Kevavke. That's Shalai Lishma Dafka. So Bnei Yoyda holds it's no good. He brings later Ramam Bipado that holds even there it's good. Even there it's good if you write ahead at the end. It's a Chiddush Gadol that what you write at the end is Mashpia back to be Masha the earlier letters. It's even a bigger Chiddush because the Yud of the Hay is already a Shem, although it's not the Shem that belongs here. But yeah, it's a Shem that has Issa Mechika. But the Shem here is still supposed to be the Yud Kei Vav Kei, so I think that's why it's good. Yoyada, he can erase, of course.
Right.
No, it's not that question. That's what he says.
Isn't there a Briskerov that discusses
rewriting it? I'm not sure which one you mean. There is a Briskerov. It's a Gemara, really. It's Rav Yehuda Chacham de Gemara. It says, Mavrel of Kulmas and Makachai. Yes, it's interesting, Briskerov. It's interesting. The minig, there's a sugya of ksav al gabi ksav. If you write ink on top of ink, if the second ink has any meaning. It's a Gemara that says in Gittin, daf chaf, I think, that if you write a shem Hashem, shalei lishma, marvir olav kol misu mekatshay. Rav Yehuda says, you could take a pen, you wrote shalei lishma, write over it again lishma. The chamim pasul. But Rav Acha, the Gemara says, the chamim don't pasul because they hold it doesn't work, that might it works. They're afraid the Sefer Torah will be menumer. It won't be nice. It's going to have a bunch of darkened spots. But Be'etzem, the Chachamah Mamayda, Marvel of Kumis and Makache, that a second writing on top is good. So here's where the Shaila comes up, Lamaisa. I mentioned Shal Shudas yesterday. It's the Shaila of a child, a 13-year-old, writing a Ois in the Sefer Torah, which is he's not supposed to. You have to have Shtei Saris. You have to be 18 or have Shtei Saris. No, you have Shtei Saris. So there's a Shaila today where they do the outline, and the child, if he fills in the middle, it's fine. The middle doesn't have to be filled in. But usually you're not so exact. You write over the outline as well. Usually write out of the outline. So it's a Shaila of Ksav Agabi Ksav. So the Shaila is this. The Halacha L'maisa case of Ksav Agabi Ksav is when you give tefillin and mezuzahs in to check. The cipher, when he checks it, he has a quill handy. Why? If it's starting to fade in a spot, he'll touch it up. It's still kosher. He'll touch it up and make sure it shouldn't fade 3.5 years now. From now, it shouldn't be faded. They touch it up. Here's the shaila. Mezuzah has to be written Kesidron. If you hold Ksav Agabi Ksav, the second Ksiva is erasing the first and writing the second, if you hold that way, then you just passel the mezuzah. Because the Ksav on top of the Ksav is the one that counts, and you passel the Shalai Kesidron. We're noyig that we're machsher. Why? I marvel of Kumas and Makachai. So Taisus says in Gittin, the Gemara is Dafchop, and Taisus is Yotessa Bet Aleph. Taisus Yotessa Bet Aleph says, if you do, Tiyoya Gabi Sikra, if you have red ink and you write with black ink, there's no Shaila, the top Tzav is a Ksav. You're erasing the bottom, writing the top. But Tiyoya Gabi Diyoy, Taisus says, the second writing is only a darkening of the first, unless you give it a maila that didn't exist before, such as the first one sholay lishma, and the second one's lishma. So then you're giving it a maila it didn't have before. So then the second ksav counts. But stama zoid yoy agabe yoy is not a ksiva. But mimba mina is not a chatzitza, right? So that's what Taisus says. The Taisus getting there explains that when you write yoy and yoy belasha b'nei adam, you're just darkening it. You're not rewriting it. If it's red on black on top, Lashon B'nei Adam, you're redoing it.
So the child is okay.
So then the child is okay, and then the cipher touching it up is okay, which is what we hold Meikar Adin. The Brisker Rav was Machmir, not to do it. I think, if I recall correctly, his Raya is from one of the Rishayim, I think Muki Yosef, maybe. He says the following. Muki Yosef has a Shaila. If a Shem Hashem is written Shaloi Lishma, whether you're allowed to erase it. Somebody wrote it, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shaloi Lishma. Are you allowed to erase it or not? So the Muki Yosef brings a Raya, Marvelov Kol Mesum Umekachai, when you have a Yud Kei Vav Kei, you can write a second Yud Kei Vav Kei. Are you erasing the first? Are you erasing the first Yud Kei Vav Kei? You're writing a new one. So Raya, he says that the bottom one, your latter race, Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's written Shalai Lishma. So after Brisker Rav, we see at least one Rishon holds that you're erasing the bottom Ksav when you write on top of it. So Brisker Rav was Machmir that you shouldn't write on top of it. Don't write one thing on top of something else because it could be that you're, what? Whatever you say, that's a Brisker Rav's Chumra. See, he was Machmir that they shouldn't touch up the mezuzahs. But the Levaisa, the Minig Olam is not to be makpid on it. And, what? I don't know if he possibly, but the Eved, you know, Brisker Rav, when they asked the Brisker Rav why he has more chumris than the Beis Halevi, he said because the Beis Halevi was a Talmud Chacham. He paskin, he knew what to do. By me, I never know what to do, so I'm machma like all the sheetahs. See, you know, also, he's not saying it's possible, he's just saying that don't do it. Okay. If you have a kasha on the Shulchan Aruch, you discuss kasha on me, we'll have to discuss later. If I used one lush in two different ways, it's not a stira. The Shema works at the end. The Shema works at the beginning. And the rest is a stama. If you do the beginning of Shema, the rest is good. Stama, the rest is good. Good?
But stomach at the beginning is not
good. Stomach is not good, right. The beginning has to be Lishma, and then the rest is stomach. Stomach at the beginning is good if the end is Lishma. That's what it is. Okay, so these are the Lishma issues. Let's see the last Ramah. Next page. If you have a Goyim doing the work, the Yid should help a little bit.
He's arguing with the Machaber now. The Machaber would be Machaber?
I don't think so.
The Machaber says Al Yisof is it Dafke or he's qualifying?
No, the Machaber didn't talk about a guy. It could be a guy's kasher also. B'tchila, k'shenayis te'il sin, v'yayim ishu oysel l'shem k'dusha sefer Torah. V'yasmin oysay oiris, and you have to make a simin. Just like when you send kosher meat, you have to have a simon or two simonim. You have to make a simon on the Irish. If you leave it by the guy, you shouldn't switch him. Like hashinah akakach shemachiyav kechavim v'zayif simonav acharav. And when not chayish, that'll be mizayif to simonim. I'm baruchayim lamed base. Okay, let's go to Pisrei Tshuva Tes, which requires you to actually turn back. Previous page. And Yimavir L'Shem Sefer Torah. I am a Shulz Rabbi Kiva Eger, Simin Beis, Shekosav, Sheshoa Allah Seifrim. He asked the Seifrim, Ech Noegem Likach B'Ksivas Gittin, Me'aklofim Hamu'ubadim L'Shem Sefer Torah. Why do they take, for writing a get, a piece of cloth that had been prepared for a Sefer Torah? Havahirod the Mekdusha L'Chayil. Again, it has that Kaddish. You're going Mekdusha L'Chayil. It's Ma'ilim V'loi Merin. V'zeh Osra, Afilu Ba'azmana, the Beguv HaKedusha Azmana Milsehi. We Paskin Hazmana doesn't give Kedusha except by cloth, which is Guf HaKedusha. The Guf HaKedusha itself, Azmana Milsehi. Ain't lift of tefillin. To take from a Sefer Torah and use it for tefillin, Yeshua B'dishari. Because you're going up in Kedusha. Alichtav get vade yasser. So this is Rabbi Kivega's question to the Sefer. Ve'yishivai. And he answered, Ve'yishivulai. And they answered him, Shabishah shabinichan ha'ayres besid. Oyim rim she'em u'obin l'shev sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzas. Begin. They say when they put it in, I don't know what I'm going to use it for. I'm doing it l'shev, whatever I end up using it for. So that's what the Sefer answered. Because of, and the Rekiv Eger wrote back, Zeloi Nachain Klau. Dimkei Distar Chloi Midzeh Shekhoisel Lov Git Nuchai Ove Zeh Kheisel Lov Sefer Torah Over Adav Shenevel Shem Sefer Torah. You have to say Breira. That it's later Hover What's What Harei Anakai Malam B'day Raisa In Breira B'day Raisa We're not Simecham Being Mavara Things of Mafreya. V'hoira las is king. See, paskin. Shiyavdu akay l'shem sefer Torah. Do it l'shem sefer Torah. V'yasnu b'tchila make it t'nai. Shiyay b'yodam l'shanei slichlov of devrachoyel. The t'nai mahani b'zeh. The t'nai is better than Breira. The t'nai is better than Breira. What? So t'nai, he seems, helps for the Issai Rada B'Kaidish. Right, so you may, so this is the Pesach of Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's interesting. We do not ever use cloth for gittin. Now, gittin are kosher in anything. The Mishnah says, I fill a olah shel zayis, I fill the hand of an eved, right? The Mishnah says all kinds of things. As long as the davar miskayim, it's kosher. The Ramah brings the minig was to write on cloth. However, during the tkuf of Gezeris Tachvatat, everyone was writing gittin, because by Tachvatat, they kidnapped the husbands, they took them away, and the women all blived agunas. So whole communities were writing gittin, and there wasn't enough cloth to go around. The cloth is expensive. So at that time, they made a gzeira by Ashkenazim that we dafka don't use cloth. If we say cloth is better, other things are good, they were afraid people wouldn't want to write gittin. So during Tachvatat, they made a takana that we don't ever write, even though the Ramah says the chatchila cloth, we don't ever write on cloth. And that's the way it remained. Today they write on paper, on a thicker paper, and we don't use cloth. What? They don't tear it. They make a razor cut in it, and that's the way it's done. So even though he talks here about cloth, Rabbi Kiva Eger was after Tachvatat. I mean, he was still writing on cloth, but the prevalent meaning is not to write on cloth. Okay. Anyway, these are the halachas of Ibud. Next week we'll continue, Mitzvah Hashem. So next week we'll have a shiur only if someone shows up.